everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And boy, there's lots of exciting stuff going on here at Funny Stuff headquarters. First of all, A Fish Called Wanda is wonderful. It's the new movie about to come out with John Cleese and Michael Palin and Kevin Klein and Jamie Lee Curtis. I saw a press screening of it. I'll be interviewing Cleese and Palin for this program, which will air on the first Friday night in August. So that is not to be missed. I'm really excited about that. Lots of other things coming up I can't talk about, but watch for A Fish Called Wanda, because you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It is a wonderful, wonderful movie. And for the next 2 weeks on this program, before we get to that, we're going to be saluting Groucho Marx, the one and only Groucho. And what we will basically be listening to, we'll hear a little bit from his album An Evening with Groucho, which was made toward the end of his life, in which he, I guess in 72, which was a one-man show that he did, and talking about his career and singing some songs. But mainly we'll be hearing from Groucho in his prime. I dug up a very, very, very rare record. I'm telling you, don't write to me and ask me how you can find this, because the only copy I know of is selling for $60 someplace, and it's only got six songs on it. It's called Hooray for Captain Spaulding and Other Songs by Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar. There are six songs. I'll play three of them this week and three of them next week. And we'll also hear a bunch of stuff from old-time radio with Groucho, which is kind of fun. Depending upon what there's time for, Groucho with Bing Crosby, Al Jolson, Oscar Levant, some fun stuff. And that's going to do. That'll fill 2 weeks very well, especially if I don't stop talking. So let's get started with the title song from this very rare record from 1952, Groucho Marx with Hooray for Captain Spaulding.
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding, from climate hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be a-going.
Before you go, will you oblige us
and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnurrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Tita. He lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito. Hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in
Africa. Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived. Hooray for Captain. Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, this is Ken Carpenter passing out Annie Oakley's for another mic full of songs and snappy patter as per your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. It seems that about the time you took off for wherever you happen to be now, the entire radio public had gone quiz program happy, and we beg to report that this condition hasn't improved since you left. So in accordance with our policy of keeping you abreast of the times, we bring you all the quiz programs rolled into one. We've named this impending catastrophe Dr. People Are Double and Take It, Truth or Ignorance, It Pays to Be Information, or Leave It and Let the Quiz Kids Take the Consequences. And now we bring you that genial, jovial, affable, laughable custodian of the questions, that ever-cheerful dispenser of brand-new silver dollars, Dr. Groucho Marx.
Thank you, thank you. I'm happy to be here again this week as your quizmaster. I say I'm happy to be here. I'd much rather be home in my backyard with a tall, cool beer and a short, warm housemaid. I wrote that myself. Now let's get on with the show. Better yet, let's get on with the housemaid. And remember, this program... Boys, boys. And remember, this program is presented by the makers of Sludge, the breakfast food that makes you wish it was lunchtime. Unlike other breakfast foods, Sludge doesn't crackle, snap, crunch, or pop. It tinkles. No other cereal can make this statement. Personally, I'm just as happy. Who wants a cereal that makes statements? How'd you like to sit down for a quiet breakfast some morning and have a plate of oatmeal say, "Hello, Harry, how'd you sleep last night? When are you going to pay the rent?" I like an oatmeal that keeps his lump shut. If it wants to talk, let it talk to other oatmeal. I like an oatmeal that's kind, not one that's gruel.
I've been growing tobacco for nigh on to 30 years. I've seen many a crop of that fine, rich, sun-ripened leaf come and go. And the folks up north know tobacco goodness.
If I may make a suggestion, I wish you'd get the LSMFT out of here. But before you go, take five silver dollars.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right. I'm taking 50. The sponsor will never miss it. And I'll never miss you. Let's see now. Who's our next contestant? Ah, here he is. What's your name, sir?
I've been growing tobacco for nigh on to 30 years.
Hey, isn't that stuff up yet? Look, this is a quiz program. Are you a contestant or aren't you?
The whole secret of real tobacco goodness is in the fertilizer.
It is, huh?
You gotta know just how to spread it around.
Well, you're the man for the job, and thank you, Sam Nicotine. This is some quiz program. I've been here 20 minutes, and I haven't asked anybody a question yet. Oh, well, I'll take a few more silver dollars. After all, it's only stealing. Ah, here's the next contestant. Good evening, sir.
My name is Richard Lane. I live at 748 and Quarter Clinton Avenue, Culver City, California. And the canvas is a little white house, green shutters, picket fence, red brick chimney. All you have to do is to turn to the right when you come to the gas near the corner of Melrose. Keep going to hit Clinton. Turn to the left is the fourth house and right if it comes from Beverly. I'm a grocery clerk. Now, what's the first question?
Well, I was a couple of these questions.
A couple of these programs, you quiz masters are all alike. You never stop talking blah, blah, blah. Fella come up and answer a few questions, pick up a lot of what happened? You ask him what's his name? What does he do? Is he married? Engaged? Going with anybody? What his hobbies are? By the time his question comes up, it's either too late to answer. There's no money left. What's the first question?
Well, I was...
There you go, jabbing again. Don't you guys do anything but talk, blah, blah, blah? Suppose you're going to ask me where I'm from. They always do. And usually the guy says Brooklyn. The minute he says Brooklyn, yeah, hooray! Hey! Yeah, you think everyone's born on purpose. Me, I'm from Toledo. When I said Toledo, does the audience applaud, stamp, scream, whistle, and hit each other over the head with chairs? Nah. They just say Toledo. Crooked? Yeah! Hey! Toledo? All right, what's the first question?
When you were a baby, did your mother ever drop you on your tongue?
I can see I'm not going to get anywhere with you, so for $75, Mount Vernon, Marie Antoinette in 1865.
I don't get her. What's that?
That's three questions. Put any questions you like, Joe. Now give me the money. Good night.
And now, once again, we bring you the genial, jovial, affable dispenser of the brand new silver dollars but very little dialogue for the last few minutes, Groucho Marx. Applause. For those of you who are lucky enough to tune in late, let me remind you that this program comes to you through the carelessness of Sludge, the breakfast food that tinkles. For 6 years now, Sludge has been put to every known scientific test, and the only good thing they've found out about it is that it doesn't leak in a plane. There's nothing like it for a quick breakfast. You just got to know how to spread it around. While we're on the subject, I got a couple of requests to sing myself. Oddly enough, the request was sent in by a couple of strangers named Chico and Harpo. Zeppo doesn't care what I do, which is all right with me, because I don't care what Zeppo does. And he's the guy that can do it. Sing, Groucho. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you'll step up and tell her where. For a dive, you can see Kankakee or Patty or Washington crossing the Delaware.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. For to bid she will do a mosaica in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can line a lot from Lydia. Along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here's Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said, Lydia.
Lydia.
I said Lydia.
He said Lydia. And
a man sat by the fireplace. The fire, it was out. It was out because the logs were soaking wet.
We're soaking wet.
He thought of days when he sat on his mother's knee, which, by the way, was also soaking wet.
So soaking wet.
He then put on his coat and hat and grabbed a nearby cane. And to the good old fireplace, these words he did explain. There's a place called Omaha, Nebraska. in the foothills of Tennessee. My sweetie told me that someday she'll meet me at the corner of Delancey Street and Avenue B. From the shores of California to the rock-bound coast of Maine, we'll settle down in Washington, D.C. In the heart of Omaha, Nebraska, where the best things in life are free, in the foothills of Tennessee.
There's a place called Omaha, Nebraska, in the foothills of Tennessee. My sweetie told me that someday she'll meet me at the corner of Delancey Street and Avenue B.
When the snow falls in Montana and it's raining in Peru, I love you like the honey loves the bee.
In the heart of Omaha, Nebraska,
where the best things in life are free,
in the foothills of Tennessee.
Say, LeVan, have you seen Groucho Marx?
You're Groucho Marx.
So I'm Groucho Marx. I'd never know it. I'm much better looking in person.
You haven't changed much, Groucho. Of course, I noticed a few gray hairs.
That's not gray hair, that's snow.
You think this is cold? Why, last week, Larry Parks had laryngitis so bad, Jolson could hardly talk.
Can't stop Jolson from talking. You can't even stop him from singing. Where is the old relic?
The old codger is right over there. But Groucho, do me a favor. I was kidding Al about leaving the hall, and he took me seriously.
Well, don't kid about it. Leave.
All I ask is that you put in a good word for me.
Oh, okay, Oscar. Hey, Jolson.
Hello, Groucho.
I want to put in a word for LeVan.
Put her over there in the wastebasket. Groucho, it's good to see you. What have you been doing lately?
Selling mink coats.
Selling mink coats?
Yes, and here's a beauty, only $40.
Now, wait a minute. Mink coats for $40. How can you sell them so cheap?
Well, I have no overhead. I don't advertise. I don't pay rent, and I steal the coats. Wait for my laugh.
Wait a minute. Listen, I know you don't steal coats. Tell me the truth. Where do you get them?
Well, it's very simple, Al. I trap them with my big musical trap.
Yeah?
Oh, I walk out in the woods and play seductive music on my zither. Yeah. The little animals hear the music, do a striptease, and take off their fuzz.
Well, what kind of an animal does a striptease?
Well, it's a cross between a mink and a Kalinsky. It's a sort of a Minsky.
Look, Groucho, never mind the sales talk. I'm not in the market.
It's a good investment, Jolson. There's no upkeep on a mink coat, unless the mink are still alive.
Well, the upkeep is on the girl inside the coat.
Only if she's alive. You don't know what a bargain these coats are. Do you realize how expensive it is to raise mink and feed them?
I haven't the slightest idea. What do mink eat?
Sable.
What?
And get this, Al. On every coat, there are 168 mink.
168 mink. Gee, this sounds like a business that I should be in. But where would I get 168 mink?
You don't need 168. You start out with one. Now, wait a minute. You better start out with two. It'll help if they're both not named Sam. Now, come on, Jolson, loosen up.
Huh?
Loosen up.
If I loosen up anymore, I'll fall down.
This is your last chance to buy a coat.
Oh, come on. Come on, Grog. Let's forget about coats. Besides, my wife wouldn't know mink from cat.
Good. This mink happens to be genuine cat. Comes with a saucer of milk in each pocket.
Groucho.
From Elsie, the cow.
You're crazy. I don't want to discuss mink anymore. I don't want to discuss mink anymore.
You don't want to discuss mink anymore?
No, no.
I'm doing my own straight lines now. Well, how about a seal coat, Al? Of course, your wife would have to spend the winter on a wet rock in San Francisco Bay.
Listen, I don't want a seal coat either.
But this is genuine Hudson seal. The only coat you step down to get into.
Groucho, look, why do you have to sell fur coats? Haven't you still got that radio show?
You bet your life, for Elgin American Compacts. It's the only compact with a mirror that makes you look 20 years younger.
Oh, stop it, Groucho. Mirror that makes you look 20 years younger.
That's right. The other day, a 20-year-old girl looked into one and completely disappeared.
Gee, if I looked into one, I'd be 16 again.
That fella that just laughed is older than you, Al. Al, would you like to put in an order?
No, thank. I don't want to buy any compacts.
Would you be interested in buying NBC?
NBC? No, it's an old network.
You're wrong, Al. It's hardly used.
If you're listening, Niles Tremmel, Groucho was just kidding.
Jolson, pay attention. I've got a real buy for you. How about a nightclub?
What would I be doing with a nightclub?
Well, you could sing there, which would give you a good excuse to stay away.
Groucho, now wait a minute. You're not going to sell me anything. I didn't fight my way through the smudge for this. I don't know why they're doing all that smudging anyway. This morning I squeezed an orange. Instead of juice, I got cinders.
Should have seen what I squeezed this morning. Instead of my wife, I got the maid.
You ought to be more careful, Groucho.
Yes, I might give my wife some time.
You know something?
If the maid is listening, I'm only kidding.
Groucho, you know, I think your mind is wandering.
Yes, I think some night I'll go with it. Certainly has more fun than I do. But, Jolson, stop changing the subject. How would you like to buy a hotel?
A hotel? Now, wait a minute. That interests me. Is it a good hotel?
I inspected it myself. I looked into every nook and cranny. By the way, how is your cranny, eh?
Well, she's about 70 now.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about, cranny?
I'm talking about nooks and crannies.
Oh.
Can't say much for the nooks, but the crannies have all been repainted.
Well, well, now, wait a minute, Groucho. You see, buying a hotel is a risk, unless there's something novel in it.
Well, there's a novel in it if you can write, Al. This hotel has television. What did I get into that day?
You got nothing out of it.
This, you know, I may go back in again. Al, this hotel has television in every room.
Television in every room? Are you sure, Groucho?
Well, it's not exactly television. The rooms just have large keyholes.
Well, that'll help. That'll help. Are there any people living in the hotel?
Yes, the new Secretary of State, Atchison, is there.
Atchison?
Yes.
Anyone important beside Atchison?
Yes, Topeka and Santa Fe.
I'm sorry, Groucho. I don't think we can make a deal today.
Jolson, every man with money should remember the old saying, you can't take it with you. Now, I have a proposition that's even better.
What is it?
Well, since you can't take it with you, why don't you let me hold it until you get back?
So this is Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medical. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure that they'd all like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
For ailments abdominal, my charges are nominal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. Oh, God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won acclaim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name just like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. With a possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor's a man's best friend. Whoa, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor is a doctor is a man's best friend.
Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night, on his call you can always depend. With a possible exception of your mother and your father and your uncles and your brothers and your nephews and your nieces and your sisters and your cousins, whom you number by the dozens.
A doctor's a man's best friend.
Boy, that's priceless stuff. I hope you appreciate that stuff. I also hope you appreciate the fact that I left like a second before and after each cut, just in case you happen to be recording that. Because as I said, you can't buy that. Well, you can buy it if you've got $60. And if you've got $60 and you want to buy it, give me a call. I'll tell you where to go. Oh, let's see. What did we hear? We heard three cuts from the Hooray for Captain Spaulding mini album. We started off with Hooray for Captain Spaulding. Then we heard something from Old Time Radio from Command Performance during the war called Doctor People Are Double and Take It Truth or Ignorance, It Pays to Be Information, in which Groucho sings Lydia the Tattooed Lady, a wonderful song by Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen. All the other songs we heard were by Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar, by the way. And then we heard Omaha, Nebraska. That one actually was by Harry Ruby and Groucho Marx. And then a piece from the Kraft Music Hall of January 13th, 1949, with Groucho and Al Jolson and Oscar Levant. There's an interesting mix of people that you might want to think about being on a desert island with at some point. how much neuroses in that? Well, anyway, and then we close that with Dr. Hackenbush by Kalmar and Ruby, sung by Groucho Marx. And next week, three more of these songs by Groucho and some more old-time radio stuff. And that's about it. So until then, this is your host, Bob Plaster, thanking you for listening and reminding you, as always, to keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.